The Night Sky Observer's Guide by George Robert Keppel and Glenn W. Sanner. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Night Sky Observer's Guide by George Robert Keppel and Glenn W. Sanner is a comprehensive guide to the night sky, providing readers with an in-depth look at the stars, constellations, galaxies, and other celestial objects visible from Earth. The book begins with an introduction to astronomy and basic concepts such as light pollution and how it affects viewing conditions. It then moves on to discuss various types of telescopes and binoculars that can be used for observing the night sky. After this section comes a detailed description of each constellation in both northern and southern hemispheres, along with its brightest stars, deep sky objects, such as nebulae or star clusters, planets, comets, asteroids, meteor showers, etc., which are all accompanied by beautiful illustrations. The authors also provide helpful tips on how to observe different kinds of astronomical phenomena such as eclipses or occultations. Additionally, they explain how to use star charts for navigation purposes or even just for finding your way around the night sky more easily. Finally, there is a chapter dedicated solely to astrophotography, which provides advice on taking pictures of celestial bodies using specialized equipment. Overall, the Night Sky Observer's Guide is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning about astronomy or simply wanting to explore what lies beyond our planet's atmosphere. With its clear explanations and vivid images, it makes understanding complex topics easy while still being informative enough for experienced observers. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Celestial coordinates. Celestial coordinates are used to locate objects in the night sky. They are based on the Earth's rotation and the position of the celestial equator and the ecliptic. Celestial coordinates are used to identify stars, planets, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 2. Telescopes. Telescopes are essential tools for observing the night sky. They come in a variety of sizes and types, and each has its own advantages and disadvantages. Telescopes can be used to observe planets, stars, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 3. Binoculars. Binoculars are a great way to observe the night sky. They are easy to use and can be used to observe stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Binoculars are also a great way to get a better view of the night sky. Main idea number 4. Constellations. Constellations are patterns of stars that have been used for centuries to help identify stars and other celestial objects. Constellations can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 5. Star maps. Star maps are used to help identify stars and other celestial objects. They are a great way to learn about the night sky and can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 6. Astronomy software. Astronomy software is a great way to learn about the night sky. It can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Astronomy software can also be used to simulate the night sky and to plan observing sessions. Main idea number 7. Observing techniques. Observing techniques are important for observing the night sky. They include techniques such as scanning, tracking, and sketching. These techniques can be used to observe stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 8. Observing conditions. Observing conditions are important for observing the night sky. They include factors such as light pollution, weather, and the time of day. These conditions can affect the visibility of stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 9. Moon phases. The phases of the moon can affect the visibility of stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. The moon's phases can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 10. Meteor showers. Meteor showers are a great way to observe the night sky. They occur when the Earth passes through a stream of debris from a comet or asteroid. Meteor showers can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 11. Deep sky objects. Deep sky objects are objects that are too faint to be seen with the naked eye. They include galaxies, nebulae, and star clusters. Deep sky objects can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 12. Solar system objects. Solar system objects are objects that are part of our solar system. They include planets, moons, asteroids, and comets. Solar system objects can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 13. Celestial events. Celestial events are events that occur in the night sky. They include eclipses, meteor showers, and comets. Celestial events can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 14. Celestial mechanics. Celestial mechanics is the study of the motion of celestial bodies. It is used to predict the motion of stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Celestial mechanics can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 15. Celestial navigation. Celestial navigation is the use of celestial bodies to determine one's position on the Earth. It is used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Celestial navigation can also be used to plan observing sessions. Main idea number 16. Astronomical photography. Astronomical photography is the use of cameras to capture images of the night sky. It can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Astronomical photography can also be used to capture images of celestial events. Main idea number 17. Light pollution. Light pollution is the artificial light that is produced by cities and towns. It can affect the visibility of stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Light pollution can be reduced by using light shields and filters. Main idea number 18. Observing sites. Observing sites are locations that are ideal for observing the night sky. They are usually away from light pollution and have clear skies. Observing sites can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 19. Astronomical instruments. Astronomical instruments are tools that are used to observe the night sky. They include telescopes, binoculars, and cameras. Astronomical instruments can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Main idea number 20. Astronomy clubs. Astronomy clubs are groups of people who share an interest in astronomy. They can be used to learn about the night sky and to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Astronomy clubs can also be used to plan observing sessions. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Celestial coordinates are an important tool for astronomers and stargazers alike. They provide a way to locate objects in the night sky, based on the Earth's rotation and the position of two imaginary lines, the celestial equator and ecliptic. The celestial equator is an extension of Earth's equator into space, while the ecliptic is a path that follows along with our planet's orbit around the Sun. These two lines form a coordinate system which can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, nebulae and other celestial bodies. Celestial coordinates consist of two numbers, right ascension, RA, and declination, DEC. Right ascension measures how far east or west an object appears from Earth's perspective, it is measured in hours, minutes, seconds, HMS. Declination measures how far north or south an object appears from Earth's perspective, it is measured in degrees, minutes, seconds, DMS. By combining these two measurements together, we can pinpoint any given object in space with great accuracy. Astronomers use this information to track objects over time as they move across our night sky. Main idea number two. Telescopes are an invaluable tool for stargazers and astronomers alike. They allow us to observe the night sky in greater detail than ever before, revealing distant galaxies, nebulae, star clusters, and other celestial objects that would otherwise remain hidden from view. Telescopes come in a variety of sizes and types, each has its own advantages and disadvantages depending on what you want to observe. Refracting telescopes use lenses to gather light from distant objects, while reflecting telescopes use mirrors instead. Both types can be used to observe planets, stars, galaxies, comets, asteroids, and more. The size of the telescope is also important, and it comes to observing different kinds of objects. Smaller telescopes are better suited for viewing brighter targets such as planets or the moon, while larger ones can reveal fainter deep sky objects like galaxies or nebula. The aperture, or diameter, of the telescope determines how much light it can collect, which affects how faint an object you can see with it. No matter what type or size of telescope you choose, though, they all have one thing in common: they provide us with a window into our universe, allowing us to explore its wonders from our own backyard. Main idea number three. Binoculars are an essential tool for any night sky observer. With binoculars, you can observe stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects in greater detail than with the naked eye. Binoculars allow you to see more of the night sky at once and provide a much clearer view of distant objects. They also make it easier to identify constellations and locate specific stars or planets. When using binoculars for stargazing, it is important to choose a pair that has good optics and magnification power. A good pair of binoculars should have lenses that are coated with anti-reflective material so as not to reduce light transmission from the object being observed. The size of the objective lens, the larger front lens, will determine how much light is gathered by your binoculars. Larger lenses will gather more light but may be heavier and bulkier. It is also important to consider what type of tripod or mount you need when using binoculars for stargazing. A stable platform such as a tripod or mount will help keep your hands steady while observing faint objects in the night sky. This will ensure that you get clear images without blurring due to hand shake. Using binoculars for stargazing can be an incredibly rewarding experience if done correctly. With patience and practice, anyone can become an expert at spotting stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial wonders through their own set of binoculars. Main idea number four. Constellations are an ancient way of navigating the night sky. They have been used for centuries to help identify stars and other celestial objects, such as planets, galaxies, and nebulae. Constellations can be identified by their distinctive patterns of stars that form recognizable shapes in the night sky. By connecting these stars with imaginary lines, a constellation is formed. The constellations were named after characters from Greek mythology or animals found on Earth. For example, Orion is named after a hunter in Greek mythology, while Ursa Major, the Big Bear, was named after a bear found on Earth. The International Astronomical Union has officially recognized 88 constellations which cover the entire night sky. By learning how to recognize different constellations in the night sky, you can easily find your way around it and locate various celestial objects like planets and galaxies. With practice, you will soon become familiar with all 88 official constellations. Main idea number 5. Star maps are an invaluable tool for anyone interested in learning about the night sky. They provide a visual representation of the stars and other celestial objects, allowing us to identify them with ease. Star maps can be used to locate constellations, planets, galaxies, nebulae, and more. With a star map in hand, you can explore the night sky from your own backyard or even on vacation. The Night Sky Observer's Guide by George Robert Keppel and Glenn W. Sanner is an excellent resource for those looking to learn more about star maps and how they work. This book provides detailed instructions on how to use star maps as well as tips on what types of equipment you may need when observing the night sky. It also includes information on different types of astronomical phenomena such as eclipses and meteor showers. Whether you're just starting out or have been studying astronomy for years, having access to a good quality star map is essential if you want to get the most out of your stargazing experience. With its help, you can easily identify stars and other celestial objects that would otherwise remain hidden from view. Main idea number 6. Astronomy software is an invaluable tool for amateur astronomers. It can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects in the night sky. With astronomy software, you can simulate the night sky and plan observing sessions with ease. You can also use it to learn more about the constellations and their associated mythology. Astronomy software provides a great way to explore our universe from your own home. The Night Sky Observer's Guide by George Robert Keppel and Glenn W. Sanner is an excellent resource for those interested in learning more about astronomy software and its uses. This book covers topics such as how to choose the right program for your needs, how to set up a telescope or binoculars with astronomy software, tips on using star charts effectively, and much more. Whether you are just starting out or have been studying the night sky for years, this guide will help you get started on your journey of exploration. Main idea number 7. Observing techniques are essential for anyone wanting to observe the night sky. Scanning, tracking, and sketching are all important methods of observation that can be used to view stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Scanning involves slowly sweeping your eyes across the night sky in order to identify any visible objects. Tracking is a method of following an object as it moves across the sky by using either binoculars or a telescope. Sketching is another way of recording what you have seen. This technique requires patience and practice but can yield beautiful results. The Night Sky Observer's Guide by George Robert Keppel and Glenn W. Sanner provides detailed instructions on how to use these observing techniques effectively. It also includes tips on choosing equipment such as telescopes and binoculars, as well as advice on how best to record observations with sketches or photographs. By mastering these observing techniques, you will be able to make the most out of your time spent under the stars. Main idea number 8. Observing conditions are an important factor to consider when observing the night sky. Light pollution, weather, and the time of day can all affect what is visible in the night sky. For example, light pollution from nearby cities or towns can make it difficult to see stars and other celestial objects. Similarly, cloudy or rainy weather can also reduce visibility. Finally, certain times of day may be better for viewing certain objects. For instance, planets may be more easily seen shortly after sunset. It is important to take these factors into account when planning a night of stargazing. By doing so, you will maximize your chances of seeing as many celestial objects as possible. Additionally, some areas have less light pollution than others, which makes them ideal locations for stargazing. Main idea number 9. The moon has 8 distinct phases, each of which affects the visibility of stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. During a new moon phase, when the moon is not visible in the night sky, it is much easier to observe faint stars and distant galaxies. As the moon waxes, grows, from a new moon to a full moon, its light can wash out many fainter objects, making them difficult or impossible to see. Conversely, during a waning, shrinking, gibbous or crescent phase, more distant objects become more easily visible. By tracking the phases of the moon, you can plan your observing sessions accordingly. For example, if you are looking for faint nebulae, then it would be best to wait until after a new moon so that there will be less interference from lunar glare. On nights with bright moons, it may still be possible to observe some brighter deep sky targets such as star clusters, but most fainter ones will remain hidden. In addition to aiding in observation planning, knowing how different celestial bodies interact with one another based on their relative positions in relation to Earth's orbit around the Sun and our own moon's orbit around us can help deepen your understanding of astronomy, as well as provide an interesting way for amateur astronomers to explore our universe. Main idea number 10. Meteor showers are a spectacular way to observe the night sky. They occur when the Earth passes through a stream of debris from a comet or asteroid, and can be seen as streaks of light in the night sky. Meteor showers provide an opportunity to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects that may otherwise go unnoticed. The best time to view meteor showers is during their peak activity periods, which usually last for several days or weeks at a time. During these times, meteors will appear more frequently than usual and can often be seen with the naked eye. To get the most out of your experience, it is important to find an area away from city lights where you can have an unobstructed view of the night sky. In addition to viewing meteor showers with your eyes alone, there are also many tools available, such as binoculars and telescopes, that allow you to see even more detail in what you're observing. With these tools, you can spot faint stars and distant galaxies that would otherwise remain hidden from sight. Whether you're just starting out or already experienced in astronomy, meteor showers offer something for everyone. So grab some friends or family and head outside on a clear night. Who knows what wonders await? Main idea number 11. Deep sky objects are some of the most fascinating and awe-inspiring sights in the night sky. They include galaxies, nebulae, star clusters, and other celestial bodies that can only be seen with a telescope or binoculars. These deep sky objects provide us with an opportunity to explore our universe on a much larger scale than we could ever do with just our eyes alone. Galaxies are vast collections of stars held together by gravity. Some galaxies contain hundreds of billions of stars, while others may have only a few million. Nebulae are clouds of gas and dust that form when stars die or when new stars are born. Star clusters consist of thousands or even millions of stars bound together by their mutual gravitational attraction. Exploring these deep sky objects is one way to gain insight into how our universe works and how it has evolved over time. By studying them, we can learn more about stellar evolution, galactic structure, dark matter, black holes, supernovas, and many other topics related to astronomy. Main idea number 12. Solar system objects are an important part of astronomy. They provide us with a way to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial bodies in the night sky. Planets are large spherical objects that orbit around a star or central body. Moons are smaller bodies that orbit around planets. Asteroids are small rocky objects that can be found orbiting between Mars and Jupiter, while comets have highly elliptical orbits and often appear as bright streaks across the night sky. Studying solar system objects is essential for understanding our place in the universe. By studying these celestial bodies, we can learn more about their composition, structure, motion, and origin, which helps us better understand how our own planet works. The Night Sky Observer's Guide by George Robert Keppel and Glenn W. Sanner provides detailed information on observing solar system objects such as planets, moons, asteroids, and comets from your backyard telescope or binoculars. It also includes tips on how to use different types of equipment to observe these fascinating celestial bodies. Main idea number 13. Celestial events are a fascinating part of the night sky. They can be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Eclipses occur when one celestial body passes in front of another, blocking out its light. Meteor showers occur when Earth passes through a stream of debris left behind by a comet or asteroid. Comets appear as bright streaks across the night sky and often have tails that point away from the Sun. These events provide an opportunity for amateur astronomers to observe and learn about our universe in ways that would otherwise not be possible. By studying these phenomena, we gain insight into how our solar system works and how it interacts with other parts of the cosmos. Celestial events also offer us a chance to appreciate the beauty of nature on an even grander scale. Whether you're looking up at the stars on your own or attending an astronomy event with friends, observing celestial events is sure to leave you feeling inspired and awestruck. Main idea number 14. Celestial mechanics is a fascinating field of study that has been used to understand the motion of celestial bodies for centuries. It involves the application of physical laws, such as Newton's law of gravitation and Kepler's laws, to predict the motion of stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Celestial mechanics can also be used to identify stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects by studying their positions in relation to each other over time. The use of celestial mechanics allows us to make predictions about how these objects will move in space over time. This knowledge can then be applied to many areas, including navigation and astronomy. By understanding how these bodies interact with one another, we can gain insight into our own solar system as well as those beyond it. Celestial mechanics is an important tool for astronomers who are trying to better understand our universe. With its help, they can determine the age and composition of distant stars or even detect new ones that have yet to be discovered. The Night Sky Observer's Guide by George Robert Keppel and Glenn W. Sanner provides an excellent introduction into this complex subject matter. Main idea number 15. Celestial navigation is an ancient technique used to determine one's position on the Earth. It involves using the stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects as reference points in order to identify a location. This method of navigation has been used for centuries by sailors and explorers alike, allowing them to traverse vast distances with relative accuracy. Today, celestial navigation is still widely used by astronomers and amateur stargazers alike. By studying the night sky and familiarizing oneself with its constellations, it is possible to use these heavenly bodies as navigational aids. The book, The Night Sky Observer's Guide, provides detailed instructions on how to observe the night sky in order to gain a better understanding of celestial navigation. In addition to being useful for navigating across land or sea, celestial navigation can also be employed when planning observing sessions. By learning about different star patterns and their movements throughout the year, it becomes easier for observers to plan out their viewing sessions accordingly. Main idea number 16. Astronomical photography is a fascinating way to explore the night sky. With the right equipment, you can capture stunning images of stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. You can also use astronomical photography to document celestial events such as eclipses or meteor showers. By taking multiple exposures over time, you can even create beautiful time-lapse videos of star trails or planetary transits. The key to successful astronomical photography is having the right gear and knowing how to use it properly. A good telescope with an appropriate camera adapter will allow you to take detailed photos of distant objects in space. Additionally, a tracking mount will help keep your camera steady while capturing long exposure shots of faint targets like nebulae or galaxies. With some practice and patience, anyone can become an expert at astronomical photography. Whether you're just starting out or have been shooting for years, The Night Sky Observer's Guide by George Robert Keppel and Glenn W. Sanner provides all the information needed for successful astrophotography. Main idea number 17. Light pollution is a growing problem in many cities and towns around the world. It is caused by artificial light that is produced from street lights, buildings, and other sources of illumination. This light can interfere with our view of the night sky, making it difficult to observe stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects. Fortunately, there are ways to reduce light pollution so that we can enjoy the beauty of the night sky without interference. One way to do this is through using light shields or filters on outdoor lighting fixtures. These shields help direct the light downwards instead of outwards into space, where it can cause glare and disrupt astronomical observations. Another way to reduce light pollution is by using LED bulbs instead of traditional incandescent ones for outdoor lighting fixtures. LEDs produce less glare than traditional bulbs, which helps keep our skies dark at night while still providing enough illumination for safety purposes. Finally, people should be aware of their own contribution to light pollution when they leave lights on unnecessarily or use too much brightness outdoors after dark. By being mindful about how we use artificial lighting at night, we can all help preserve our beautiful starry skies. Main idea number 18. Observing sights are essential for anyone who wants to observe the night sky. Not only do they provide a clear view of the stars, planets, galaxies, and other celestial objects, but they also offer an escape from light pollution. By choosing an observing site away from city lights and other sources of artificial illumination, you can get a much better view of the night sky. When selecting an observing site, it is important to consider factors such as elevation and weather conditions. Higher elevations tend to have clearer skies than lower ones due to less air turbulence. Additionally, if there is any chance of rain or clouds in your area during your planned observation time, then you should choose another location with more favorable weather conditions. Finally, it is important to remember that even though some locations may be ideal for viewing certain celestial objects at certain times of year, such as meteor showers, these same locations may not be suitable for viewing different types of astronomical phenomena at different times, such as comets. Therefore, it is important to research each potential observing site before committing yourself. Main idea number 19. Astronomical instruments are essential tools for any astronomer, allowing us to observe the night sky in greater detail than ever before. Telescopes allow us to see distant stars and galaxies that would otherwise be invisible to the naked eye. Binoculars provide a wider field of view, making it easier to identify constellations and other celestial objects. Cameras can capture images of faint nebulae or star clusters that may not be visible with just our eyes. These instruments also enable us to measure properties such as brightness, size, distance, and composition of astronomical objects. By studying these characteristics, we can learn more about how they formed and evolved over time. Astronomers use sophisticated software programs combined with data from their instruments to analyze this information. The Night Sky Observer's Guide by George Robert Keppel and Glenn W. Sanner is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning more about astronomical instruments and how they are used in astronomy today. Main idea number 20. Astronomy clubs are a great way to learn more about the night sky and astronomy in general. They provide an opportunity for members to share their knowledge, ask questions, and discuss topics related to astronomy. Astronomy clubs can also be used as a platform for planning observing sessions. Members of the club can work together to plan out when and where they will observe different celestial objects, such as planets or galaxies. Additionally, many astronomy clubs host events such as star parties or lectures from guest speakers that allow members to further explore their interest in astronomy. In addition to providing educational opportunities, joining an astronomy club is also a great way to meet like-minded people who share your passion for stargazing. Many clubs have online forums or social media pages where members can connect with each other and discuss various topics related to astronomy. This allows you not only learn more about the night sky but also make friends with others who enjoy looking up at it. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.